Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
The kingdom of God will be taken away and given to somebody who will produce fruit. This idea of being fruitful, that our lives must produce fruit. It's not an optional thing, it's a necessity. There is no middle ground. Either we are fruitful, or God will take away from us that work in our souls. If we are united to Christ, our lives will bear fruit. There's a story about the sowing of the seed. Y'all remember this? He sowed seed, and some seed fell among the thorns. And it grew a little while, but then the thorns choked it and killed it, and it didn't bear fruit. And what were the thorns? The thorns were the anxieties and the worries of life. And they snuffed the life, that fruitfulness, out. Our lives must bear fruit. When God created Adam and Eve, what was the first command? Remember what the first command was? It was a command and a blessing together. Be fruitful and multiply. After Adam and Eve, they sinned. They had children, Cain and Abel. Cain killed Abel. The human story begins. And then God looks down on the world sometime later and sees that the world has become utterly corrupt. So he decides he's going to start over. He's going to baptize the whole world. And what's he going to use to baptize the whole world? A flood, okay? He's going to flood the whole world. And he's going to save one man and his family and all of the animals through the flood. Remember him? Noah, right? And so Noah gets out of the boat with his family, and God gives him a blessing and a command. The first blessing and the first command when Noah gets out of the boat, what is it? Be fruitful and multiply. It's like God has this fruitfulness thing going, right? Now, how our lives bear fruit in the different times and seasons and places of our lives will be different. But the reality is that we must be fruitful. Now, my entire sermon was going to be on this subject. But since we had the hurricane this weekend, and I had 40 people at Mass last night and 50 people at Mass this morning at 8, I figure maybe I will save that for next week, since it's a very important subject. So that's just a little introduction for you for next week's sermon. You know that most of the time, the things that we worry about in life never happen. Hurricane Nate is a perfect example. So often in life, we'll have all these anxieties and worries and concerns that never come to pass. We torture ourselves like that. In the second reading today, such a beautiful, beautiful bit of advice and encouragement from St. Paul. And it's not just from St. Paul, it's from Almighty God. This is God's word. This is God speaking to us through the Apostle Paul. So God says to you, and I want you to hear it again. I'm going to read part of it again. And I want you to imagine, really and truly, God is speaking to you because he is speaking to you. And he says to you, have no anxiety at all. Have no anxiety at all. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So put away from you anxiety. Put away from you worry. You say, well, that's easy for St. Paul to say. St. Paul didn't have the troubles that I have. St. Paul, a short list of some of the troubles that St. Paul faced. Being bitten by a snake, being publicly flogged, being shipwrecked, having people betray him and seek to kill him, being robbed, being blind. And he wrote this letter from jail. And he says to those who hear him, and he says to you and me, have no anxiety at all. But he doesn't just leave it at that. He goes on to give a prescription. You know what a prescription is? You go to the doctor with high blood pressure, and what do you get? You get a prescription, right? Now, that prescription might be lose some weight and exercise, right? You say, doc, you got a pill? Just give you a pill, okay? St. Paul gives a prescription. Three parts. Two, but we can separate one part into two sections. So Paul has this encouragement to us. Have no anxiety, but in everything, and here's the prescription, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Prayer. Prayer is listening to God. Prayer is being present to God. Prayer is allowing God to love you. A few years ago, I participated in a parish mission, and the missionary priest asked the congregation just to sit down and settle in and just allow God to love you. So just sit down and settle in and allow God to love you. The source of all life and love is here with us in the tabernacle. And you can imagine a river of God's love flowing out of that tabernacle. Let God love you. Just let Him. Just be present to Him in prayer. You ever do that? Let God love you. In prayer. Let it wash over you. Have no anxiety at all, but by prayer and petition, we tell God our needs, right? We tell God what's bugging us. We tell God our worries, our concerns. I know a man. And probably many of you fall into this same category. He had a special chair in his house he prayed in. And he would write his notes to God. He would put his worries and his concerns. Had a little cross there. He would give it to God. He would petition God in prayer. But not just petition God in prayer, but with thanksgiving. You know, when you pray, and even when you're praying for this or that or the next thing, even when you're pouring your troubles out before Almighty God, you have to have a heart with thanks in it. You have to be a person of gratitude. This is part of the fruitfulness of a Christian life. It is part of being joined to Christ Jesus. We must have gratitude. It must flow from us. And that's a deliberate decision. To be grateful, to count our blessings, to wake up in the morning and thank God for His mercy and thank God for life and thank God that the light switch works and thank God that the air conditioner is on and thank God that the refrigerator works and thank God that there's food in the refrigerator. And be grateful. And with prayer and petition, Lord, you know what I need before you. I ask, but I ask you, hear me in this. I thank you that you have heard my many prayers and petitions, and I continue to ask you, Lord, to pour your peace and gratitude into my heart. This is Paul's prescription, right? It's a prescription that works. It's kind of like diet and exercise, though, right? We just want a pill sometimes. My brothers and sisters, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the result will come. Then what you want from your prescription will be given to you. Then your blood pressure will go down, right? But that's not what we're asking for here. What we're asking for is this. Then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind from the wickedness and snares of the devil, from hatred and fear. A few weeks ago, I encouraged you all to limit yourself to 30 minutes of news a week, right? Remember that? Anybody doing any good at that? I told you that the news was trying to steal your peace, and that Jesus was the Prince of Peace. He was trying to give you peace. Now, the prescription for anxiety and fear is too much news, okay? This is what you need to spend your time dwelling on. I'm continuing this beautiful reading from St. Paul. What a beautiful reading this is. Finally, he says, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, we live in a world of so many half-truths. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about those things. What are we after here? What are we trying to get rid of in our lives? What's the prescription Paul's giving us? Get rid of anxiety. In fact, you could almost say that Paul is commanding this. Have no anxiety. But by prayer, petition, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. Then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind. If there is anything that is honorable, just, pure, true, lovely, gracious, excellent, and worthy of praise, dwell on those things. And then the peace of God will dwell in your heart, and your life will be fruitful. Have no anxiety at all. Prayer, petition, thanksgiving. Remind you of anything? Prayer, petition, and thanksgiving. It's the Mass. In a minute, we're going to have our petitions, right? And then the whole back half of the Mass is all one big prayer of thanksgiving for God's mercy in Jesus Christ. So I pray you today, be freed of all anxiety and worry.